Shall we go back in past? So yes. Like memory lane.
Okay.
Yeah, so just like, just imagine that's this time, the beginning of your passion. Where did that start? How, you know, the beginning of
My passion for dance started when I was a child, because my parents, who they were in the Polish army, and when they got out, when they were demobilized, they managed to eventually buy a small house with a small garden where we kept chickens and vegetables. And on Sundays, at the weekends, we very often either went to visit friends and for dinner, or for lunch rather, or they would come and visit us. At least once a month, we would swap. And after the dinner, people would start to sing. Maybe somebody would bring out an instrument, and people were singing with the instrument as an accompanying music. Or they would, and then perhaps if they finished with singing, they'd move the table aside, small room, as it would have been in Poland as well, small room, move the table aside, and then they would start to put maybe a record on the radiogram, as it was in those days, and they'd start to dance waltzes and tangos, and maybe the occasional polka, but mostly waltzes and tangos and similar things like that. And that's the older people, the grown-ups, the children, and I was the oldest child. The children would disappear and go play in our bedroom. I would hang out because I liked to listen to what the old people were talking about. But also I wanted to dance. So my father sometimes took me on his feet and would dance me around the floor. And then and I would then try to teach my sisters and the friends in the bedroom, but they were never interested. But I loved it. And I would often dance around on my own when there was nobody there. I would often dance around the dining room table on my own. I just loved to dance. But I was also always a patriot, because I was the first foreigner in school. Then there was a year of no foreigners. And then there was a whole bunch of children who were born, Polish children who were born, including my first sister and then my second sister. So whereas I was the only Polish child in my class, in my year, in subsequent years, there were maybe 10 children in one class who managed to do very well. But as a result of, I had to fight for myself. There was a lot of prejudice against me because I couldn't speak English initially, that I didn't sound like them because I had a foreign accent, because my mother would dress me in Polish costume on special days like Trzeci Maj, Constitution Day, and they'd call me a show-off or whatever. And it wasn't me. It was just my mother wanting to share our culture. So I ended up by being very defensive and patriotic about it. I was very proud of being Polish. And we listened to Polish music on the radiogram, on the records. My parents managed to acquire some Mazowsze and Śląsk. We listened to those. And then in 1957, Mazowsze came to England. And I think they probably appeared in the Albert Hall. And my parents took us. And I can still remember the first thing that they showed was dances from the town of Żywiec, where the girls wear wonderful tea cozy like ball dresses, covered in lace, absolutely covered in lace, very wide, and big lace standing collars, almost like Queen Elizabeth I, if you like, with big blouses and ribbons at the back, and they were very stately. And the men's costume wasn't as interesting, but it was the girls that I noticed particularly. And then all the different colours and the exciting dances they were doing, I just fell in love with it. And at the very end, I was just so amazed by it all that my father kindly took me backstage. I don't know how he managed to get backstage, and took me by the hand and introduced me to some of these Polish dancers. And of course, they were excited, the Polish dancers, because it was their first trip to England, one of the first trips abroad to Europe in 1957. When one of the dancers who was dressed in Kraków costume, when he heard that my father actually comes from Kraków or came from Kraków, and that I was in love with Polish folklore, he managed to break a little, maybe it was already broken. He took a little feather from his hat, a peacock feather, and he gave it to me. And I have it to this day in my photograph album of that period of time. And it just sort of cemented my love for Polish folklore. And then whenever we could, we'd watch other dance groups perform, because there were already some dance groups in London and around England. The first dance groups that started, in fact, were just after the war. One was in Southampton, one was in Birmingham, and then there was one in Ealing called Mazure. And so they're all very old dance groups. We'd watch some of them occasionally. Then when I was 16, I was able to join a dance group in central London called Seremka. And the teacher was amazing. We all fell in love with him. Well, all the girls did. He looked like a stallion in flight. He's, you know, his hair streaming, silver hair streaming, amazing gestures and pride in his dancing. Great choreographer, also a great tailor. He made our costumes with help from various people. So that made me also concerned that when eventually I decided to set up a group, I decided that I would also do my own costumes, but try to make them as authentically as he did, studying all the books and finding the right sort of quality material, as opposed to crimpline and nylon, which had been traditional previously because that was all available. Anyway, so I joined the dance group, really loved it. And then even for 1 year was teaching another dance group in Slough, no, in Amersham, where a friend of mine dragged me into it because they were missing a dance teacher. And I was one of the solo dancers, so she felt that I should be able to do it. And I was basically teaching them everything that I knew from my one teacher that I'd had. But I enjoyed the teaching, and although I never wanted in my life to be a teacher, but this was different teaching. Teaching dancing is not the same as teaching in a classroom. So and then I went abroad to study for a PhD, to do research into a PhD I was writing. And I spent 1 year in the first year I spent in Spain. But at Christmas, was it then? I can't remember which year it was, which is such a long time ago now. Anyway, I spent a year in Poland. And while I was there in the Polska Akademia Nauk, which is a learning institute in Warsaw, I found in the library a whole wall of books on ethnography and folk culture. I'd never even knew what the word ethnography meant before then. So I started to look in some of the books, and a lady approached me and asked about me, and I told her who I was and that I had already done some teaching. Then you would be very interested, she say, in a new program we're setting up for Poles from abroad. You can come for 1 month, intensive dancing, intensive tuition, theory as well as practical, and for 3 years, and get a diploma at the end of it, which I did. So once a year in July, I spent the whole of July dancing, sweating profusely. It was always very hot and very, even dancing a polonaise, you have to work your muscles into such wonderful positions and tense your muscles, but also relax. It made you sweat in that heat. So I learnt the set, and I studied for three years. I used to come back for this intensive course. And then when I finished, I met my husband just before I finished the course, about a year before. And he came out to join me, actually, when I got my diploma. This is before we were married. And then after that, I started to look around, where can I set up a dance group? There were already... Seremka had changed. The teacher wasn't there anymore. He had moved off to Australia with some of the costumes. It was run by another couple, an English couple, actually, who'd been dancing with us for many years, who were used to teaching, but it wasn't the same. So I didn't want to go back there. And the other dance groups that were around was Kolberg, which was coming to its end anyway. Mazury which was doing well, as they still are, and Tatra, which was also doing quite well. But I didn't like what they were doing. It didn't fit in with the style that I had learned in Poland. So I decided I have to start a new dance group of my own. And then I was wandering around everywhere, going from one Polish center to another and just thinking hard about it. And one day bumped into a colleague, an old friend, in fact, used to be a boyfriend of one of my younger sisters. And we went for a coffee into Ognisko, the Polish Hearth in Exhibition Road, lovely place. And I explained to him what I was looking for. And he said, I may be able to help you and you help me because I teach the Polish Scouts in Clapham, in Balham, and they're aged 15, 16, 17. And many of them have started to go the Saturday hops in the Polish White Eagle Club. And they can't dance. They're standing around pushing up the walls. So if you came along and taught them some basic dancing, you might well get them interested. So that's what I did 58 years ago at Easter. So 1973. And I just showed them a few dances, including the rock and roll. And then in September, we officially started classes, September 1973. And a year later, we already started to perform. And it was then that I started, I think just before we started to perform, I wondered about costumes. So I quickly made some Kraków trousers, relatively easy. I already had a few boots that I got from Poland when I got my diploma. I managed to buy some, and also I was given a couple of pairs as a prize. And I made some skirts for the girls. And otherwise they all had to find whatever serdaki, little bodices they could find, and blouses and shirts that they could find. But we performed after 1 year, we performed and then more. And then I was making costumes all the time, making costumes. The name. So we were a dance group without a name. And then my husband, bless him, came up with the idea, well, what about the White Eagle? It's the Polish emblem, isn't it? Yes. And you rehearse in the Polish club, White Eagle Club. And these are children of the parish, of the White Eagle Club parish. I said, yes. Well, why not the children of the White Eagle? And I said, Orlęta. My mother is from Lwów, where Orlęta is a very important word, denoting the children who defended Lwów in the early part of the 20th century against the Ukrainians and Bolsheviks and others. And they became Orlęta. And some while later, I managed to learn the style of Orlęta, of Lwów, from Pani Włada Majewska, very famous lady who worked in the Polish radio and the Polish and on the Polish stage in various singing and dancing shows, as well as just talking. She was from Lwów and a wealth of knowledge. She died very recently, but Pani Włada Majewska really introduced me to the way to dance in Lwów, because nobody else could. I asked in Poland and nobody could really do that for me. And then I created a set of dances and with costumes, and it became one of our most famous sets around the world, in fact. And then other people started to do more and more Lwów dances as well.